The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City has a 17th century painting by the Italian painter Domenico Fatti depicting today's gospel parable. In the painting, there is an older man with a huge wooden beam going right into his eye. And he's seated directly across from a younger man with a splinter just inches from his eye. The older man is pointing at the younger man to warn him about the splinter threatening to poke him in the eye, while the younger man, in horror, is pointing at the older man to be careful about the huge wooden beam about to take out his left eye. Turns out there are many icons, drawings, and sketches of today's gospel parable. This afternoon, for fun, you can Google some of those images. Many of them are quite hysterical, as the man with the huge 2x4 in his eye keeps hitting his brother upside the head, trying to remove the little speck. The name of this gospel story and that of the painting at the Met is entitled The Parable of the Mote and the Beam. This title comes from both the King James and the Douay Rheims translations of the Bible. And I have to be honest, I have never heard of the word mote before in all of my years. Now, of course, I know what a moat is, M-O-A-T, the water trench around a medieval castle, but I have never heard or seen the word moat before, M-O-T-E, which means a small particle, a speck. When I was growing up, that was the translation I remember of today's gospel passage, the speck and the plank. Our translation this morning is from the Revised New American Bible, which uses the term splinter and wooden beam. Whatever translation you use, the point is the contrast between the two. We have a large 2x4 in our eye. Our brother only has a teeny tiny speck or splinter in comparison. Our sins and vices are huge and obvious to everyone, while the sins of our brother are minuscule and missed by most. The musicians actually did a great job today. They sang the third verse of the opening hymn, which was necessary, wasn't it, right? Because the third verse, you probably caught it, right? Though the eye made blind by sin. We needed that verse. That's the point here. This huge 2x4 that blinds our eyes. The moral of today's parable can be summed up in a fun little rhyme. Yank the plank before you check the speck. But it's so much easier to see the speck, the splinter, the mote in our brother's eye. How do you prepare for confession? Do you say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My husband is a terrible, mean, lazy lout." Well, yes, he might be, but if you would like to confess your sins, please continue. "My wife nags me constantly, blah, 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 blah." I'm sure she does, but if you'd like to confess your sins, please continue. "My sister keeps annoying me and calling me names. My brother keeps throwing snowballs at my face, blah, blah, blah." If you would like to confess your sins, please press 2. It's so much easier to find fault with everyone else. But it's a lot more difficult to look in the mirror yank the plank before you check the spec. Do you remember the serenity prayer? You remember it, right? God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The courage to change the things I can. What things can I change? Sometimes we think that we need courage to change the things outside of myself. I need courage to change that family member, my coworker, my pastor, my country, my world, right? If I can just have the courage to change these things. But really, what things can I change? Really, the answer is me. Me. I have total control over myself. I have total freedom. Even God can't override my freedom. The one person that I have total control about changing is myself. We need to pray for the courage to change the things we can, and the thing I can change is me. It's a perfect segue into the season of Lent that starts on Wednesday. So this Lent, I'm not going to pray for the courage to change my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, my co-worker, my pastor, my fellow parishioner. This Lent, I will freely make a decision to change myself. Yank the plank before you check the spec. However, the truth is, as much as I try, I fall short. I can't yank the plank by my own good looks, my brilliant intelligence, or my own hard work. The truth is, the wooden beam of my sins and vices is too heavy for me to remove on my own. I need a wooden beam that's stronger to remove the wooden beam in my eye. I wonder where I can find another wooden beam. There it is. There it is. The wooden beam of the cross. That's the answer. The cross of Christ. The wooden beam of the cross of Christ can remove the plank of my sins and vices. Thanks be to God who has given us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.